Dave Moore on Today FM.
Welcome to Ireland, or should I say, bienvenidos en Irlanda.
Muy bien.
Eso.
Sí, tengo solo un poquito porque los padres de mi mujer viven en España, pero solo un poquito.
Pero está muy bien. Está muy We're bien. Very proud of you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll switch back to English now for all my Irish audience. Congratulations on Avatar Fire and Ash. Actually, this is my favorite of all three movies. Is that okay to say that?
Me too.
It's more than okay, yeah.
It's Una's favorite too, imagine. Didn't you guys shoot 2 and 3 at the same time, pretty much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a bit unfair on poor Una, Zoe, that you get to like go out and promo, you know, Avatar 2 and she has to sit in the background and go, I'm in 3, you just don't know yet.
Well, she attended the premiere of Way of Water and she was with us for a couple of like press things that we were doing and we just kept, you know, being really encouraging, going, no, we cannot wait. We cannot wait for the world to meet you and meet Varong's wrath. And the time finally came.
I was very happy though, because I was like, oh yeah, this is great. Okay, let me just get a taste of the circus from over here and before I join it.
Okay. And I'm surprised you two seem so friendly together. There's no hissing, because in the movie, there's so much hissing of you guys.
So much, yes. No, I mean, there's so much love and so much respect between us and the entire cast, mm-hmm. from Trinity all the way to Stephen Lang. We all feel so fortunate to be a part of Avatar, to get to be on Pandora and to work with Jim.
You need trust in order to like do all of the fight scenes and to drop into that intimacy and to drop into the truth and explore the characters, and it's like, you know, in your pajamas. So you need to build a lot of trust, and Jim did that really well and set the tone, right?
Yes, it's so true.
He really sets the tone, and then we all just jump in because it's just delicious.
And that tech side of things that James Cameron loves so much, right? And so, as you said, you're in your pajamas, you're in your, you know, motion capture suits. Like, are there bloopers and things that we can see? Like, I mean, do you guys remember funny moments on set when you're, you know, got some kind of headpiece on, dots on your face, your suit, and then something hilarious happens?
I mean, every now and then, we have to have a laugh out of, you know, sometimes the absurdity of how creative we get trying to make something out of nothing, you know, like whatever gray and woody props we may have. But then, you know, once all that giddy, you know, feeling goes away, the imagination immediately kicks in, and this has to become really real to us. Mm-hmm. And that can only be possible by building trust. And by having a common goal. We're all very passionate about Pandora. We're very passionate about our characters and what they mean to us and what it means to Jim. I mean, imagine being someone like Jim, who dreams up this and finds a way to make it happen. Yeah. If every filmmaker had the ability, the resources, but also the courage
and the perseverance,
to do this. It's just so special. Working with him, knowing him, trying to understand his curiosity for how humans are and why we are what we are and how we all connect is quite beautiful.
And Una, Varang comes into this story in a big way. She does not make life easy for Neytiri or anybody else, does she?
No, not even for herself.
Not even for herself. And she's billed, I guess, and the Ash people are billed as the bad guys. But how did you approach this character?
Well, I think this, for you know, one of the main themes of this film is grief and how we deal with grief. And for the Ash people, you know, they had this horrific event, which was this eruption of a volcano that covered everything in ash and burnt everything to the ground. And so they're dealing with this incredible amount of grief and trauma. And the way that Varang has emerged as their leader is in a way sense-making in this new landscape and giving their pain purpose and turning their horrific pain into their strength. It's almost like she turns their weakness into their strength, and it gives them a lot of drive and a lot of purpose, but they have broken ties with Ewa because Ewa was inaccessible to them, and so they have had to make a way and make a life without her. So they're definitely the villains, but they're much more complicated than that. And I actually think they're extremely human.
That's a really good point, actually, yeah. You can see that. Did I hear you're a Slipknot fan, Una, by the way? Did you?
No, I'm not. Just to really
why
be
is,
clear.
Why does the internet say this?
I am not a Slipknot fan. I feel like I am still ignorant in order to understand the music. But I it really helped me in my accessing that rage. The drums especially.
Okay, so you used it like as a playlist
as
beforehand?
As a playlist, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm
okay.
still, I'm, my husband is, you know, he's a metalhead. And so he's tried to educate me, and it's like a symphony. I mean, it's incredible.
It
it's like
is.
It's like classical music, but I'm still, I can't, I haven't still to be moved.
Okay. Well, I'm a huge metalhead myself, so I
like
your husband.
See, I have a lot of respect. I've had a lot of appreciation for it from all the way over here. I mean,
okay.
I'm like, give me some reggaeton, you know?
Give me some Bad Bunny.
Give me some
Karol G. And
por
we're
supuesto,
there.
Bad Bunny.
Give me a flamenco guitar.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm like, I'm still not evolved enough for Slipknot.
Listen, this is an Irish audience. You're talking to Zoe. You spent some time here before, didn't you? Didn't you shoot
yes,
a movie
yes.
here? I Killed Giants a long
I
time
did,
ago.
I did. I mean, 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Wow. And how was that experience? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved Dublin, and I only got. I was only able to be in Dublin and in areas close to Dublin, but I loved the Irish culture, your food, how much of a melting pot of diversity. It's a young, you know, city and it's growing.
Yeah.
But also the way that you have preserved your culture is beautiful.
Yes.
And I absolutely love that.
The Irish
and you've spent
language,
time here, haven't you?
Celtic. I mean, for me, it's all about the language because that's really the indigeneity. And like when we talk about indigenous people, we often talk about people in the Amazon or in like, you know,
sure.
Indonesia. But in the indigenous Irish, you know,
it's
very, yeah, like, very important to honor and respect and keep that tradition alive. You know, the Celtic language, the places, the myth, the stories, the living nature that is Ireland. It's very, very powerful and beautiful and important
wow.
to me personally.
Well, thank you very much. Well, Gurav Mahagat, as we say. In
exactly.
Irish. Okay, listen, gorgeous. Congratulations on
you.
Avatar Fire and Ash. I loved this. As I said, my favorite of the three so far. But thank you for taking the time today for talking to me. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.